Melbourne Pie and the Western Bulldogs. Melbourne had a cracking year, and the Western Bulldogs have come outside the four to play in another grand final. Last time they did this, they won it in 2016. But Melbourne haven't won it for a very, very long time. The last time they were in a grand final was 2000, and they got beaten. But the guy that was best on ground for the Melbourne Football Club that day, he's played over 270 games, and he joins us right now. Local boy that lives here now on the Gold Coast, Jeff White, good morning.
Morning, Spider. Thanks for that intro. Appreciate that.
Hey, Jeff, look, you were there in 2000. You got beaten by Essendon. But can you tell people what it's like to run out there on AFL Grand Final Day?
Yeah, it's a big occasion. I think we had 98,000 people at the MCG that day. And,
wow.
Yeah, it was huge. And as you know, you had to park when you played at the MCG. You had to park outside on the grass in front of all the fans. So had the Essendon supporters booing me. I had all the Melbourne supporters crying and cheering. Oh. So, no, it was a great feeling and great experience.
Mate, Jeff, 270 games of AFL, only 21 short of the great man Spider Everett. Yes. That must irk you.
Waiting for the comparison.
Yeah, you're playing a grand final, so you went a lot better than what I did.
Whitey, when you look at something like this, I know it means a great deal to you, but tell us about the nerves leading up to this, the idea that, you know, what is it, 64 since you won it?
Yeah, well, it's been 57 years since we won a flag. We've played in two grand finals since then, which was 88, and we got belted in both of them. So, yeah, it's huge. And I think the big thing about this plan is that one of the players, past players, Rod Grinner, started a WhatsApp group, and we started at about 50 former players, and now we're over 200. And we've got guys there that played in the 70s and guys that played in the 80s and sharing all content and images, and it's fantastic that we can reunite each other, and everyone who wore the red and blue is, you know, communicating, and we're just so excited about tomorrow night and can't wait.
Brilliant.
Jeff, recently we got to walk onto the hallowed turf of Metricon Stadium, and I was walking with Spider and I looked up and I said, mate, if this ground, these grounds were full and you walked out like that pressure, what was it like, with, you know, compared to the MCG?
98,000.
Which is, now I want to know, in your mind, how do you compartmentalise that? You're in front of that many people, if you break it down to every individual screaming and yelling, combine that times 1,000 by who's watching, how do you even contemplate that? Does it come into the picture, or do you have to completely block that out?
Oh, back in 2000, if you're gonna think about it, you've got 98,000 people watching you plus 4 million people on TV, then you're probably going to get very nervous and cringe. But no, it's all about the focus. You know, when you're out there, Spider's played in big games, it's just a buzz. You don't really hear people talking and what they're saying. It's more focusing on what you've got to do. And, yeah, it certainly is a buzz. I mean, that game I played, the 2000, that was my 100th AFL game. So I got a little spot on the banner, so that was a bit nerve-wracking as well. But, it's a huge occasion. Very unfortunate about the result, but the week leading up, the experience was unbelievable.
Man. Jeff, what about, you know, AFL is a lot different to NRL in the way, you know, we still have a lot of fans, but the membership base and you know, even in the NRL, you watch fans who have followed it for 50, 60, 70 years and, you know, the 12-year-olds and that, it just means so much to their members. And as you say, walking through the car park and seeing different kids cry, and after the game you see, you know, just grown men cry because their team haven't won. Mm-hmm. How important is this for the Melbourne Footy Club?
Oh, it's huge. I think just being there is a wonderful thing. But I think the other thing to think about is that when we had our opportunity in 2000, we weren't the favourites. This time we are, and I think that just gives everyone that extra hope that we can break this drought, and keep saying that the Bulldogs broke their drought in 2016. It's our time. But I think this is the best Melbourne side I've ever seen play.
How much do you win by on Saturday?
I've been saying 22 points, so hopefully, that's the case. And first goal was Cozzy, and Norm Smith goes to Oliver.
Oh, there we go. Hopefully we'll be singing this in about 24 hours' time pretty loudly. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Don't know.
No worries. Thanks, guys.